This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. All three members of Vermont's congressional delegation say they are cautiously optimistic that a new agreement with Iran will ensure that Iran is not able to develop nuclear weapons in the future. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Under the agreement, Iran will significantly reduce its stockpile of low-enriched uranium, and it will eliminate two-thirds of its centrifuges. The deal also lifts economic sanctions when the agreement is ratified by the United Nations Security Council. In addition, there's also a process to lift an embargo on weapons and missile technology over a period of years. Senator Patrick Leahy says, quote, he's greatly encouraged by the negotiated settlement.
This is a lot better than any of the alternatives. We've gotten far more in this agreement than we thought we were going to originally. If, as some have suggested, we should walk away unless Iran did every single thing everybody wanted, there'd be nothing.
Teams from the International Atomic Energy Agency will be able to inspect Iran's military bases to make certain that the Iranian government is in compliance with the terms of the agreement. Leahy said the deal spells out consequences for Iran if it doesn't comply with any aspects of the agreement.
And I think the most important thing here, with the verification, if Iran was to cheat, if they would decide not to go for it, then the sanctions of the UN and others would snap back in place.
Congressman Peter Welch said it was very important to find a diplomatic solution to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
The right direction is the only direction, and that's a non-nuclear Iran. The question is, do we get there through a diplomatic agreement, or do we have the third major war in the Middle East to avert a nuclear Iran?
And Welch said it's critical to maintain an ongoing verification process.
What's our inspection right? How do we get in? How do we, on a regular basis, know that there's no cheating? That's number one. And number two, in the event there is cheating, how do we have confidence that we can reinstate those sanctions that brought Iran to the table? So no, this is not based on trust. It's based on verification and enforcement.
In a prepared statement, Senator Bernie Sanders called the agreement, quote, a victory for diplomacy over saber-rattling and could keep the United States from being drawn into another never-ending war in the Middle East. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.